So the Buffalo Police Department would like to update the Amber Alert that was issued yesterday regarding 4-year-old Mykia Houston. At approximately 10 o'clock this morning, our sex offense detectives, working off of numerous tips that were brought into the police department from the public, were able to find, locate, and arrest the suspect, 23-year-old Mykia Lawson, and they recovered the child, who was found unharmed in safe condition. We'd like to thank the public for the numerous tips that came in to our department regarding this case. It was through those tips that we were able to locate both the child and the mother.
Why didn't the Amber Alert go out sooner than it went out overnight instead of sooner in the evening?
The Amber Alert system is ran by the New York State Police. So when a department has a missing person or a possible kidnapping that they feel rises to the level of Amber Alert, there is a process that a department goes through to issue the alert. They have to contact the state police. There's forms to be filled out. And then the state police vet the nature of the call. So the point of that is that the system doesn't get overused and lose its value. There has to be some information derived where the child or somebody is in imminent danger of harm, bodily injury, or death. So that process does take approximately 3 to 4 hours.
Well, what's the point of a process that takes that long, though?
I can't speak for that. I can only tell you that there is a lot of vetting that goes into the state police looking into when a department wishes to issue one of these alerts.
We're told that she met the child at the child's bus stop at 5 p.m. When were police notified that the child was not where it was supposed to be and with whom it was supposed to be?
Police were notified at approximately 5 o'clock. A 911 call went out for a family dispute. So the investigation began at that point. There were a few different people involved in the initial call, and a lot of information they had to be garnered from different sources to put together exactly what had occurred.
And that's what takes 7 hours to get an Amber Alert put out?
Well, you can't put an Amber Alert out when you first arrive at a scene. You have to do an investigation. You have to determine a number of factors before you actually go and notify the state for an Amber Alert. Not every missing persons case is an Amber Alert worthy case.
Lieutenant, are you able to talk a little bit about the what happened at the bus stop that precipitated this and why there was such urgency, especially early on?
Yes, so once officers were originally dispatched to Family Court Building, they were then redispatched to an address over on Best Street near Main Street. And information was garnered that the suspect was left court after being told that she was losing complete and full custody. And an order of protection was being issued. The suspect did go over in the vicinity of where the bus was letting off and secreted herself over there. When the child stepped off the bus, the suspect did approach the child and the person who was to take the child from the bus and did forcibly take her away from the person and proceed to leave from the scene.
What do you charge the suspect with now?
At this point, the suspect has numerous charges, including criminal contempt, custodial interference, obstruction of governmental administration, resisting arrest, unlawful imprisonment, as well as endangering the welfare of a child.
Has she been arraigned?
I don't have the answer for that. She was brought over to our central booking approximately an hour and a half ago.
And why didn't she have custody of the child?
Apparently there was some ongoing history. She had lost custody to another family member. She did have visitation. Apparently there was things that occurred that's part of our investigation that the court decided to remove complete custody.
Where's the kid now? Is it back with the parent or the people that she was placed in custody with?
Yes.
One or two more?
Are you able to say who? Is it a family member, a friend? I guess who made the 911 call, I guess is my question.
It was the aunt of the suspect that had gotten custody of the child. So that was the person that notified us originally.
She was staying with the child today. Are they friends of hers, and what do you know about that, the circumstances of her being there?
From what our investigation shows, the woman that whose house it is where the suspect and the child were, they are currently cooperating with police, and to the best of our knowledge at this point, it appears that she's friends with the suspect.
Did they call the police? Was it a situation where they did the right thing when they learned that there was an Amber Alert out and may have contacted you and said they're here?
That is not what occurred, no.
So can they be charged?
Again, right now they're cooperating with us, so our investigation's continuing.
Thank you, everybody.